You're listening to The Brave Yes Show, a podcast for soul-led creators and entrepreneurs and thought leaders who want to design and grow a joy-filled business without sacrificing your values, your power, or your freedom. Are you ready to redefine your comfort zone? Pull up a chair, get cozy, and let's move into courageous expansion together. Hello, hello. I am your host and the founder of this podcast, Sean Fink. I am a business design coach and happily a one-person business. And let me just tell you that I have talked a little bit about what happens when you're a one-person business. And right now in the air, there is so much possibility. And I know I feel it. I feel that pressure. I feel that promise. I feel that possibility. And the truth is, there is a lot of hope hanging in the air. So today I'm going to talk about what it would look like to design a year of impact and not toxic productivity and busy work. So truth is, hope is hanging in the air. Just this week, I was hanging out on Twitter, as I often do these days, and I liked a tweet where the author said, "Hope is a drug." And she went on to point out that a lot of online gurus and marketing people and thought leaders are playing on that drug, encouraging us to dream for all the many, many possibilities that are out there for us. More money, more freedom, working on the beach, living, you know, all over the world, all of these things, the hope is the drug. And then I thought, oh, wait, that's exactly what I do. I help people see and hang on to hope. And so I had to sit with that for a minute, and then I was like, wait, no, this is different. I'm not promising anything that's not possible, other than your own joy, your own happiness, your own personal or business growth. But the truth is, in many forms and fashions, this idea of hope is being clung to in a form of toxic productivity and toxic growth. So I've grown a bit of a nice following and community on Twitter this year, and it has been fantastic. I've loved every second of my time on Twitter, and it gets a bad rap. Certainly not happy with the leadership at this moment, but it's been a really good experience for me over this last year. And a lot of my growth has happened from talking about the ridiculous standards around toxic productivity that is tossed out to do every day, every week, every month with just this an enormous list of expectations and to-do lists, and here's what you need to do to grow your audience, here's what you need to do to be happier, here's what you need to do to, you know, it's just all of these things, none of which is new. If you've been on the internet for any time of any length of time, you know this is not new, but it is saturated there. And it's all intended to help you grow your business, really, or help you grow your creator identity and influence. And so I just started calling it out because, first of all, I literally wrote a book on savoring slow. I guess it was probably 7 years ago now. So I literally wrote a book about slow, being slow, living slow. And so it's not surprising then that I bring that into the current work that I do. But, and let me just say, and I also really do believe in and practice and coach my clients around slow growth and mindful progress and taking your business seriously, because we do need to go all in and make an impact if we are going to see growth. So it is a balance, and it is an important balance that we need to get right. Because growing a business is hard work. Maintaining a business that was doing well but isn't suddenly is hard work. It's scary. And when that fear pops in, the first natural inclination is to work harder, hustle, grind. Scarcity has a way of really triggering the inner taskmaster. And I do have an episode on the inner taskmaster if you haven't listened to that one. And so my philosophy, my coaching, and how I run my business is all about that effort, the work that we do. It should feel good, and it should move the needle in your business so that you can thrive and feel joy in the work that you do. This is how we align with what I call the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta, which I recently recorded a podcast all about. And if you haven't listened to that, I highly encourage you to do so, because it is literally my passion. It is the work that I feel I am doing every single day with my clients. And it's how I choose to design my business for that kind of freedom. So the truth is, and what I really want you to know, is that mindful progress, slow, easeful, mindful progress, and brave yes impact are a powerful combination. Together, you can do amazing things with just those two things, those two paths. So the work that I focus on in my, you know, in my own business and in coaching my clients, is around brave yes power moves. And I just held a masterclass yesterday where I talked about this, and I helped a group of entrepreneurs through this, because that's actually, if I really were to deduce it down and really look, tell people, like, here's how I've grown my second business in what I thought was an impossible market. It was through brave yes power moves, 100%. That's what has helped me grow my business, both my first one and now this one, by leaps and bounds, because boring just doesn't cut it in this market. It just doesn't. And so embracing a brave yes business mindset is key. It's essential. And this is all about opening up your perspective and seeing what's possible for you and your business, and then going for it. And when you embrace a brave yes business mindset, and I'm going to be teaching a masterclass on this in January, you will learn how saying yes to those things that feel really good are going to help you grow your business. Saying yes to the things that light you up, saying yes to things that bring you joy and ease, all of that is going to help you actually grow your business more than toxic productivity and shoulds, more than filling your planner up with every single hour of the day with all the things that you've got to do. No. We need to design a business for impact. Going for a year of impact. You need the buzz. I mean, let's face it, in this market, you need the buzz. You need the attention, because business is a numbers game, and it's harder than ever to get the numbers in your favor. And so this traveling through the dark valley of irrelevance, which I also have a podcast about, and I encourage you to listen to that if you've struggled with feeling irrelevant in this market. Traveling through the dark valley of irrelevance requires some risk-taking. And that lack of risk-taking is what many people, many business owners are falling into, to kind of feel like they're stagnant. And so when we feel stagnant and we fall behind, then we start to feel down, and it really starts to become a ripple effect in our confidence and our self-worth and our courage. All of it starts to be hindered. And so you do need to be intentional and strategic with the impact moves that you make. You don't want to go into burnout. You don't want to go into exhaustion. You don't want to give up when things get hard. So what do you do? What would designing a year of impact, designing a business of impact, mean for you and your business? Well, here's what it looks like for me, for when I'm working with clients and how I have approached building a brand new business over the past year and a half to 2 years. With a whole new audience, by the way, with a whole new audience. I mean, there's certainly some of my super fans who still follow my work, even though they might not be business owners. But for the most part, I had to rebuild entirely. I had to build new offers. I had to build a new audience. I had to build everything. So here's what I have chosen to really put my energy into, and what this is the very work that I do with my clients. Number one, operate in your zone of genius. I say this a million times a day, many times a week. What you think is your zone of genius could be accurate, but oftentimes this kind of knowing requires a lot of inner work and self-discovery to figure this out, because again, it's kind of opening up that perspective. What really is going to move the needle in your business is not necessarily what you think it is. And so what we do in coaching is we really get under the hood of you. We lift the hood and we really start to figure out, okay, what really is the magic sauce that is going to help you position yourself in your market, help you get the right messaging, help you really start to deliver in the way that you should be delivering, because it's going to have the most transformation in your offers and your products and your services. So this zone of genius is where flow happens. It's where alchemy happens. It's where magic happens. And I don't know how to tell people to do this. This is something that we do in coaching that involves a lot of figuring out who you are, finding your self-worth, really seeing your value and uncovering it. So this is a big key. This is what I have found to be the foundation of growing a business pretty quickly and pretty authentically. Number two, invest in your capacity. How many times do I have to say it? And there is at least one, maybe more episodes of podcasts talking about the importance of capacity and Brave Yes work. But your ability to keep up in this fast-paced, challenging economy and standing out in a very noisy, saturated market, and I don't care what industry you're in, it is a noisy, saturated market for you. It requires you to be at the top of your game in confidence and courage. And that means that you also need to be at the top of your game in mind, body, and spirit. So investing in your capacity so that you can keep up, so that you have the energy to do the things that need to be done, so that you have the confidence and the courage to take those big, medium, small risks that will help you move the needle in your business, that will help you get that impact. Number three, call on your most aligned clients. In my coaching, one of the big things that we work on is what I call creating client alchemy. And this is really about matching your energy to those who need your services, your products, and your offers. When we match your energy, and by energy, I'm talking about many things, not your actual energy, but your energy to those people who need your services, who need your work. And when we can do that in a way that feels really good for you, you're going to call them in so easily. You're going to call them in so easily. And you're calling them in and creating a pipeline of clients that are traveling to you rather than you going out to seek them. And this is a power move, and I'm going to talk about that next. So that is another strategy that I really feel very passionate about. And if you're really looking to change your game and to impact, there's an area that I would invest in heavily. Really start to match your energy to those people and really start to call them in. Number four on my list here, go for the impact with Brave Yes Power Moves. So it may not surprise you that I don't like to waste time. I'm not a time waster. I don't like busy work. I don't like fluff. I like impact. I really try to fill my calendar with high impact actions rather than fluff. And I call fluff anything that is not moving the needle in your business. Now, full disclosure, I do have an amazing assistant. If you've ever worked with me, you know, Janelle. Janelle is my right arm, my left arm sometimes. Literally, she runs my business for me when I can't. And she does all of the stuff that Sean should not be doing, or Sean does not like to do, or things that Sean gets frustrated about. So I do have that privilege, and I want to make sure that I call that out, because without her, I would have to do these things, which is why I have her. And I've had her we have been working together now for 8 or 9 years. I should know this. I should really know this. But anyway, I doubt she's listening, but she might be actually like editing this. So hi, Janelle. Thank you for everything that you do. Having someone like Janelle helps me make sure that I don't have to spend as much time on some of those little tedious, nuanced things that are very important, but not my zone of genius, going back to that. It does allow me the space and the time to really focus on the high level work that I need to do to grow my business, to deliver to my clients, to do the kinds of creative and creator work that I love to do that lights me up. All of this is very important to me. And it's where the Brave Yes power moves really are effective. So every move you make should be strategic and intentional and be a real clear attempt to move the needle in your business, to create momentum or traction, and or to go, you know, get sales and increase your revenue. When you put all of your energy into Brave Yes power moves, you are really starting to see, you will start to see major impact in your business. So finally, the fifth tip that I want to offer here is cultivating consistency. Now, I have a love-hate for consistency. So when I talk about consistency, I probably should give some caveats. For me, consistency is not doing the same thing every day or every week or every month. It is not 100%. It's rare for me to have very tight systems or very tight strategy in place where I have to do a certain thing every day. Consistency, though, for me is very important. I am a highly regimented person. I like rituals. I like routines. I like to have little systems, spaciousness in my day that are kind of tending to the certain things in my business that are important to me, which are often go back to power moves and calling in my clients and in my capacity. So all of my daily kind of systems are really all about these five things that I'm talking to you about in order to have a business of impact. So consistency. Impact isn't a one-time magical moment that you manifest, okay? And this is where I really start to set myself apart from a lot of business coaches these days. Consistency is really about a set of actions and skill sets that you put into action in your business consistently over time for mindful progress. And all of this builds and creates momentum in your business. So the more consistency practices and skill sets you have in your sales, in your marketing, in your visibility, in your connections, in your offerings, in your doing the work that needs to be done, the more traction you will see in your business. And by traction, I mean more sales, more revenue, more audience growth, hopefully more discovery calls, more speaking engagements. The consistency piece makes it, and I work with my clients on ritualizing and feeling joy around and operationalizing joy, which, by the way, there is a podcast episode about that as well. But when you operationalize joy and really start to put meaningful rituals into your business, all of this creates a culture of consistency that is easy to maintain. And again, for me, consistency is not doing the same thing every day over and over, but having the same practices and skill sets every day over and over and over. And that's where it gets really, really important. This is where impact really will start to kind of bake into your business so that you are really making the right choices. You are really taking high-level action and consistently. That's what we're going for. So when we design a business for impact, when we design our year of impact, we are saying no to a lot of things, which I find, you know, in coaching, the first 3 months is a lot of unlearning and undoing of really bad habits, things that have been picked up, bad habits that have been picked up in free offers around the internet, conditioning that we have picked up and learned subconsciously and consciously over the years. And when we choose to move into impact, we're going to be really taking away, giving ourselves permission to not do all the busy work, all the fluff work, all the toxic productivity, strategic actions that, you know, are being shoved down our throats, and we are just getting to the heart of the matter, which is getting sales, growing your revenue, building your audience, making those numbers work. It's all about the impact. So if you're going to design your business for impact, I would first start with writing a list of everything you're doing in your business right now. Every little detail. And start to think about who you can give some of those very important but very mundane tasks that you have on your list that you do not want to be doing anymore. And then find yourself somebody who can do that. And I know this is hard. I know this is hard work for people. I have been so privileged to have my Janelle. I got to tell her if I don't use her for editing this podcast, which I often don't, I'll have to tell her to listen to it. But if you don't have that person, and by the way, you know, I recall like our first year of working together. So it was a learning curve for me, for her. And really the first few years, it was a learning curve for me to learn how to actually delegate properly, to use her to the fullest. So it does take work, but you know, there are probably signs of people that you should look for and making sure that they are the right hire for you, for you. Take that list, start to decide which of those things you just cannot do anymore, will not do anymore. This goes to our boundaries, creating those bold business boundaries that there is a whole free challenge for you to follow. If you go over to seanfink.com, you can check that out. That will walk you through a lot of what I'm talking about here so that you can create that kind of space for the impact moves that you really want to be making. Once you have decided what you will no longer do, it's really important to start writing a list of what you do want to be doing. What are those impact moves, those brave yes power moves that will help you move the needle in your business? That's where your energy needs to begin if you're going to design a year of impact. Have fun with it. You know, brew a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Get yourself into a cozy space and just write down, okay, here's the list of things that I need to be doing or I want to be doing. And make sure that they come back to being meaningful and purposeful and joyful for you. And that's it. That's how you get impact. It's that simple. It's that simple. But maybe you need support. And if you do, I have very limited coaching spaces available starting in January. It kind of depends on what all falls out and shakes out, but maybe one, maybe two spaces opening up in January. If that seems like something that you need for support, for accountability, for motivation, for design, inspiration for your business, for strategic and tactical but intentional moves that you need to make, I am filled with them, have buckets and buckets and buckets of ideas. Happy to share my ideas with you because I can't do them all. So feel free to book a free coaching discovery and exploratory call with me. It's basically a coaching call where we hop on and we talk about everything you got going on and we focus on what you need to do to move forward. And let's get down to it. If that sounds like something that you're interested in, the link will be in the show notes. Happy to get on a call with you, even if you're not interested in coaching at this time, because I'm all about helping you transform into who you want to be this coming year. So in order to do that, we need to have a conversation. So one final note that I really want to stress here is that when we design our business for impact, we are doing so for two reasons. One, we need to grow our business. We want to grow our business. Our making money in our business is important. And I've talked about that on this podcast before. And it's about your thriving. Every entrepreneur that I have talked to over the last year, year and a half, and longer does not like the busy work, does not like the stuff that they dread. And when we have to do things like that in our business, we aren't actually having fun. And again, the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta is about the joy and the meaning of having a business, of being an entrepreneur. If we want to do dreadful tasks that we don't enjoy, go get a job. That's not what business should feel like for you. So we need to help you create and design a business that allows you to do the things that light you up, that lets you live into your zone of genius and lead with what lights you up and really fuels your fire. That's the goal of designing a business with impact. That's the goal of a brave yes business mindset. I'm not saying you'll never have to do another thing that you do not enjoy. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but it will be far less for you than it probably is currently. So that's what I'm going for here with this episode. And I hope that from this, you take away at least an action item that you can do, which is go write those lists. And then if you're interested in exploring this further, let's hop on a call and see if we're a good fit for coaching. And then finally, just imagine a year from now. A year from now, what's going to be different for you and for your business if you are really, truly doing just the things that light you up and bring you alive? How's that going to change your business? How's that going to feel? Imagine that and stay true to that and make every decision based on that. Thank you so much for listening to the Brave Yes Business Show. It has been a pleasure to be here with you today. And I just got to tell you, thank you for being a listener this year. It has been fun for me to explore different topics. And I am currently deciding what's going to happen with the podcast next year, what I'm going to talk about. If you have suggestions or topics that you would like me to cover, I would love to hear from you. Please reach out, send me an email, leave a comment on any of my social media or send me a message in any social media. I am not somebody who doesn't accept messages. So please reach out, let me know. I would be happy to talk about anything or put together a show that really speaks to you and what you need. There you go. Have a great week. Go out and get that brave yes mindset going, and I will be back soon.